Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning. Instead of the dynamic duo, you have the dynamic uno today. Mike's feeling a little under the weather, so we're going to let him take the day off, rest up, maybe watch some of the golf that's on TV, because there's golf on TV now. For you people that are sports starved, there's something competitive to watch. I tell you, and this may give you a peek into the depths of my soul. I have been watching video game simulations of upcoming football games this year that are on YouTube. Watched Auburn versus North Carolina in a simulation, and I went, oh, wow, somebody simulated a game on their video game and put it on YouTube, and now that's all I'm watching. I watched an entire football season in the last week of simulated video game versions. But Mike is feeling under the weather today, so I'm going to take it on solo. But it's okay because I'm going to join in here with a wonderful staff here. Introduce yourself for people who haven't met you yet.
I'm Leanna.
Leanna Wright is our new producer. Charlie is kind of taking some time. He's taking some time to get healed up from a surgery, and we wish you all the health and love in the world, Charlie. And we're glad Leanna's here. Charlie's old Phillip's over here too, just hanging out. We're over here talking conspiracies. But it's been an interesting week. I want to go over something real quick. The governor, the Safer at Home proclamation that came out May 11th that reopened restaurants for half capacity. There's one point in it that she made that has kind of been ignored, and it's very important. The maximum size you can have in a party that you take to restaurants is 8 people. Now, during graduation, the restaurants were getting flooded with people with 10, 15, 20 people in a party. 8 is the most you can have in a party, or they're going to have to separate your tables 6 feet apart. So try and limit your big groups to 8 or have it at home kind of thing. The restaurants would love to have 15, 20 people at a table. They would love to have it, but under the current guidelines, it simply isn't allowed. So just kind of remember that with your graduates. And I know it's a tough time. But, you know, one of the things that was really lighting up Facebook at the beginning of this was all the parents who were like, my child isn't going to have that memory of walking across the stage getting their diploma, to which everyone over 30 that doesn't have a kid says, I have no memory of walking across the stage getting my diploma. It was one of the most boring things I ever sat through. I have no memory. I don't care. Graduation's always dull. But what the kids of the corona year have is a very memorable graduation. And I would think the parents who worried about this for making that happen. My niece graduated from Davidson. They went to Ladd Stadium. They're like, I don't know, 30 feet between each student. So each student really gets a showcase that way.
Are you saying thank you, coronavirus, for the interesting graduation?
No, I am saying thank you, parents, for doing something proactive, something positive. These kids that are graduating this year are going to have a memorable graduation, which is something that 99% of the people that graduate don't have. You know, my dad was very good at instructing me that all this stuff in high school, within 2 to 3 years, you're going to forget all of it. I know it seems important in high school, but it's junk. it's not the real memorable stuff. And, of course, things like band trips and football games where you win a championship, those things are memorable. But walking across the stage after listening to 2.5 hours of people you've never heard of talk is not memorable. And this year, they do get a memorable graduation. So congratulations, class of 2020. You've probably got the coolest graduation in U.S. history. Sorry it came under these circumstances, but you will always be known as the Corona Kids. Which, good or bad, that's something out there. And I, again, the parents made this happen, and the teachers and the administrators at the schools. And I just, I'm very happy that this year's group of graduates is going to have a very memorable graduation. And the same with college graduates. This isn't like any other graduating class in history. And like it or not, that's something that you can tuck away as, well, I was part of this. So congratulations to all the graduates of 2020. We certainly do love it that you guys are getting to showcase yourselves and have your moment. There we go. We got a graduate of 2020 sitting in there fielding calls. And if you want to join us this morning, feel free. Without Mike here, there's going to be some empty space, and y'all don't want to hear me snore. So it's 343-0106, or you could text us on that. That is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. I also want to thank this morning our good friends at Bob's Downtown Diner at the corner of Fat and Happy. They go get in there, ask for the Bailey's breakfast. And, Tony, when are we working on that Stew's breakfast? Or how about Stew's submarine sandwich? We'll get around to it. I know with this, it'll have a lot of Hall's sausage on it. And I want to thank the folks from Hall's. They sponsor our show. And Deborah and her family have always been fans of the show before they were sponsors. And they've just really been some of the best friends that Mike and I have had. But Tony Sawyer at Bob's Diner and Hall's sausage have just been really, really good friends of ours since the show's been on the air, which is just a hair over 8 years now that we've been on the show talking about food and wine. So thank you to all of our sponsors. I'm going to go through here. I can actually see who's commenting on the Facebook Live today, which is cool. David Hubble, good morning. How are you? From Hubble's Hearth LLC, folks. That's our boy, David. I know Melanie's out there, a friend of mine. John from Fish River, good morning, sir. And we're going to have a special guest here at the bottom of the hour. Meredith Zimmerman. A lot of you people know her. She's this the perky little blonde that's at all the food shows and everything with the incredible honey butter. Rini's honey butter. She's going to be on the show. You could always pick her stuff up at Cheese Cottage, but Meredith has her own cottage now where you can get her honey butter, and she's got something else coming up, and that's where we're going to have her on. Next weekend is Father's Day. And she's got something special going for Father's Day that I think you folks out there will be interested in. It's a good way to support a local company. It's a good way to honor Dad and everybody get together in these trying times. Good morning, Missy and Nancy. Thanks for Nancy messages in from Facebook that it seems longer than 8 years, and sometimes it does. And we want to thank you all for joining us on the Facebook Live, which is at facebook.com/sipandchew. If you need to hop in the car, you can do it there. You can also pull the show up on TuneIn Radio or just go to the website, fmtalk1065.com. There's all kinds of ways to check out the show this morning. So if you need to go mow the grass, you could take us with you. Except for Mike, who's sleeping. We're also going to talk a little more on the show today about this looming food shortage that we have coming up. There are ways to deal with it, to handle it, so that the crunch isn't so bad. And the prices keep going up. I was in Rouse's yesterday, and there was a lady that was getting a shoulder steak, and she's like, well, this was $3.99 a pound when I bought it 2 weeks ago. Now it's $7.99 a pound. So we had to explain to her, you know, the processing facilities have been pretty much vacant for about 3 months. And what they have been doing is lopping the heads off of them, draining them out, freezing them. And then that way the animals aren't wasted, but we still have some food. Problem is, it's just whole cows and whole pigs coming in. So it's going to take a while to get them broken down and processed. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in the next segment. Things you can do on your end to help prepare you for it, and let you know what's going on the production side to alleviate the problems. So that should be good. Again, on these party sizes, folks, it's just something we deal with. 8 people to a party, okay? All right, we're up against a break already. That was a fast first segment this morning. Again, you can text us at 343-0106. That's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. Or if you want to, just give us a call. Let's talk it out, you know? As Fraser Crane used to say, I'm listening. But mostly I'm yakking. So I want to hear, if you want to call in, let me know what you're cooking out right now, because this week of weather is fantastic. Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but it's not you I'm thinking of. I want the ultimate cheeseburger.
Break it down.
Cheese, meat, cheese, cheese, meat, and that's it. Baby, you know it's hot and juicy, cause Jack won't make it till you want a bit. I'm not lying, it's a giant, meant to satisfy.
But I won't eat tofu again. Give me the ultimate cheeseburger.
Cheese, meat, cheese, cheese, meat, and that's it.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, what's us? Except for Mike. Yeah, there's the Mike, and I'm the Stu. Here's the Mike, I'm the Stu. Good morning, everybody. Mike is out again. He's feeling a little under the weather today, so we're going to give him the day off and let him rest and watch some golf, which he actually does. He enjoys watching golf. And he also, I believe, is going to adopt one of the kitties that my girlfriend Heather has been putting on Facebook. Her mother had a cat leave a litter in her yard, and so they're trying to find homes for the kittens. And Mike is gracious enough, because, you know, he's a big cat lover. I mean, left unchecked, Mike would be the guy living in a house with 37 cats and 40 bottles of wine, so... Mike's going to take on a new kitten to join his buddy Jude. And I'm looking forward to that. Now, folks, we do have some serious issues still to face in this country because of COVID-19. And this one, honestly, this is the most severe threat, period, health-wise, financially, that we're going to face from this. And that is a food shortage. You know, not everyone could die of COVID-19 because they won't all catch it. But everyone has to eat. And so it affects every person in this country. And it's a temporary thing. We've had a couple of experts on in the last couple of weeks. We had Deborah Hodges from Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. And last week we had Aaron Childress from Farm Fresh Meats. And, you know, this is a serious situation. It's coming up. We're just now starting to feel the effects of it with beef prices going through the roof. Pork and chicken are going to follow, and it's going up. But there are some things you can do to prepare for this. Number one, plant a garden. Be in charge of your own food sourcing. So call the show right after this one, Bill Finch. He'll be able to walk you through it on plain gardening, tell you what you can still plant right now that you can eat in a few months. And so hit him up on it. I'm sure that with the long growing season that we have, you may not get the most bounty out of it, but you'll have something to put on the table. Another thing is go fishing. I mean, this is one of the best states in America to wet a line. We have the bounty of the Gulf, plus we have the third largest river delta in the country, in the Mobile Tensaw Delta, which is nicknamed the Amazon of America because of all the diverse species of life that you can find in. It's not like any other place in North America. So get out on that delta, get out on that Gulf, do some fishing. I mean, we are Alabamians, folks. We fish, we hunt, we garden. Get back in touch with your roots on that. And here's something for those who just aren't the outdoors type. When you go to the grocery stores now and you see the stuff that's reduced for quick sale, it means it's getting close to its expiration date, but it's still perfectly fine. Buy it and throw it in your freezer. Buy all of it up, throw it in your freezer, and start stocking your freezers. now, and because it's only going to be a few months that these prices are going to be high, but they're going to be really high. I mean, the Meatless Monday thing is going to start covering 7 days a week. It could get that dire, and the best way to prepare for it is to prepare for it. So yesterday, the state of Alabama had a free fishing day. The entire state, all you got to do is go wet a line. You don't need a license. You don't need anything else. I would like to see the state to expand that during this to every weekend. Every weekend, you don't need a license so that those people that don't have time to go get a fishing license, they don't have a lot of equipment because they're not regular fishermen, but they can still go get a $20 rod and reel from Walmart and go down to Cedar Point Pier and wet a line and catch them a redfish. And you catch a 25, 30-pound redfish, that's one fish that's going to feed your family for 5 or 6 meals. Yeah. Get back in touch with this way that we used to be in this country, because we're going to have to get through this next obstacle in corona recovery. The food shortage is to just do what we used to do. Grow our own food, shuck our own peas. You know, I can remember many summers, and I'm sure you can too.
Oh, yes.
Sitting outside doing snap peas and what have you from Grandma's garden.
Yep, and pecans.
Yeah, pecans. And there, you know, that's another thing. Thank you for bringing up pecans. Nuts are a wonderful protein replacement for the lack of meat that you'll be getting, because we still need to be high protein. So go ahead and get you, just snack on nuts all day long. Get you some protein for that. Learn to love beans if you don't already love them. And I feel sorry for people that don't like peas and beans, because it is a healthy protein source. It will stop you from being hungry. It's so much fiber in it that it lasts long. A good friend of mine, Melanie, is commenting here on the Facebook Live, shop in the evenings and get meat dated that day and freeze it. It's as fresh as it can be. It was cut that day. And Melanie's husband, Richard, is a butcher. And this is something else I want to bring up on the butcher thing. If you're looking for a career change right now, now's a good time to become a butcher, a meat cutter. All the grocery stores, and I emphasize that for a reason, I'll get to it in a moment, are hiring, because they're only going to be getting in these large cuts of meat that they have to break down themselves, like we used to. There is one large chain that sells a lot of groceries that's going to be hit hardest by this, and it's the one most of you buy from, and it's Walmart. Because they don't have butchers and meat cutters, they have people that thaw out stuff that's pre-cut for them. If you go to Walmart, you're going to notice their meat case is pretty empty. There's not a lot of meat at Walmart. Well, you're not going to find that at Rouse's. You're not going to find that at Winn-Dixie. And you're not going to find that at Piggly Wiggly. And you're not going to find it at Greer's, because they have actual butchers in store. People in the store cutting meat on site. And, you know, that was one of the cost-cutting things that Walmart did that allowed them to bring their food to you at such a low price, is not implying or employing skilled labor to do the work. Well, the downside of that is now when you need the skilled labor, they don't have the facilities or the training to do it. So grocery stores, especially the local ones, Rouse's, Piggly Wiggly, Greer's, these people are your neighbors, and they're going to do everything they can. I was in the Rouse's yesterday in Daphne. The meat case was packed out, fresh cut stuff. And I know this because I helped cut some of it. And I am learning to butcher myself, and I am having a blast with it. And so, you know, hit your grocery stores up and all of that, and you'll be much better. And we've got a text message on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line that says, easy way to fix the food shortage, we live in Bama. Deer, squirrel, duck, and dove season all open up this weekend if these plants don't get their act together fast. Well, it's not a case that the plants don't have their act together. One of the biggest hot spots for corona outbreak were these plants. Now, it's because the big corporations, the Tysons and the Cargills in the world, didn't take it seriously and had no social distancing, provided no masks, no gloves or anything for their people. And they're under fire from the FDA for doing that. And so they just had to send everybody home and sterilize the plants. Well, President Trump stamped in and said, do what you got to do, but get these plants open back up. So it may keep us from having quite as bad a shortage. So pray for those folks in the processing plants because they're getting it back together, and pray for their safety. Now, we're up against another break. If you want to join us, 343-0106, the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. When we come back, we're going to talk to our good friend Meredith with Rennie's Honey Butter, and she's going to tell you what they've got planned at the little cottage this week for Father's Day. And I think you're really going to be interested. I think it's a cool, cool deal that they're doing. Home Free, love them. Lead singer on this from Baldwin County, Alabama. Amen.
Midnight confessions, whiskey therapy sessions, buying drinks to buy some time beneath the stained glass neon lights while the bartender listens. As long as you're tipping, it's a place to heal and a place to hurt after a long week of hell. It's like Sunday church. You'll hear dirty jokes and the gospel truth. A jukebox choir singing in a corner booth. We're here every week and bring your burdens, bring your pain. Everybody's welcome at the Church of the Dive Bar Saints.
Yeah.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Well, we are back, and we are about to have a guest who's on line one. It's my good friend Meredith, which I believe, Meredith, we met at the Taste of Mobile. Was that not the first time I got to sample your wonderful honey butter?
I think that's when we met. I think you're correct.
Yeah. Well, how are you doing this morning, dear?
I'm doing well. It's so beautiful outside.
I know. The whole week that it was raining and storming, and my girlfriend was just like, ugh. And I said, there will be a payoff. Just wait. And we are loving it.
Just wait.
Right now. I know one of my coworkers was talking about how hot it was getting out mowing the grass on Wednesday. Well, Friday morning, I got out, did some weed eating, and never broke a sweat. It was like a spring day all day.
I love that. Perfect.
Well, since the last time you were on, not only have you really taken off with your honey butter, you've opened your own establishment. And let's talk about that first.
Yes. So I have a brick and mortar location. I call it The Cottage. It's out in West Mobile on the corner of Cottage Hill Road and McFarland.
The Cottage on Cottage Hill. I like it.
Yes. I thought it was a cute name.
And that is like real West Mobile too. That's not Cody Road, and people call it West
Mobile.
No,
when I tell people where it is, I say it is West Mobile. So the West is part of West Mobile. Yeah,
it's East Hurley is what it is. East Hurley. Tell them what you have to offer of that, and then we're going to get to your Father's Day thing.
So we started doing a grab-and-go breakfast there in the mornings, weekdays. We now open at 7:30 because people aren't in school and they're not going to work early, so we moved our hours back. But we have a breakfast menu where everything revolves around my butter, and the butter flavors change every week on the menu. So you could get a snickerdoodle bagel with buttercream honey butter.
What? A snickerdoodle bagel?
Lots of different things.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Keep going.
Yeah, so we do that. So that's the weekdays from 7:30 to 11 a.m. And then I also have a gourmet food boutique inside the store. So I sell a lot of local and small business gourmet food items that you can't find at your regular store. Really fun.
Would that include our friends at Mad Dog Barbecue? Because I've been struggling to find it.
Yes, we have had their barbecue sauce. We have been struggling to get it as well at the moment. But we just introduced a new local barbecue sauce, Flap 20. I don't know if you've heard of them.
No, I haven't.
You should check them out. We just started carrying their barbecue sauces, too.
Yeah, I'm always into local barbecue sauces.
Yep.
We got to get Mike back on his root beer barbecue sauce, don't we?
Yeah,
that'd be a nice addition. And I've got to tell you, we have absolutely, especially me, fallen in love with the toffee honey butter.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I could almost sit there with a spoon and just eat that.
I have had people come into the cottage, literally open a jar and just sit down and eat it. So you're not the only one.
Well, Heather is good at not letting me eat an entire jar of butter as a snack, so I don't. But it is fantastic.
Thank you.
Real quick, give us the address and the phone number and all the contact information, and then we'll revisit it again before we let you go, just so people can find
it. Okay, so the address is 9211 A Cottage Hill Road in Mobile, and then our phone number is 545-3840, and you can find us online at reenieshoneybutter.com. You can check out Instagram or Facebook as well.
Yeah, you've got a good social media presence, and that is very important, especially in the young startups and in the stages that you're at. That's the best way to do it on a small advertising budget, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, word of mouth helps a ton when people make posts of their own about their breakfast or about their time there. It really helps us.
Yeah. So let's talk about Father's Day coming up, and you've got a neat idea. Why don't you tell the listeners about it?
Yeah, so I have started doing specialty gift packs during all of the coronavirus. We wanted to help bring joy and bring gifts to the people instead of the people coming to us. So we've started delivering one of the packs now, because Father's Day is next weekend, I believe. We wanted to do a grilling pack because my dad loves to grill any chance he gets. So I wanted to do something that I know he would love. So this is a whole pack full of grilling things. So we have a local barbecue sauce in there. We have Playhouse Spices. They're a local spice mix company. We have a Sober Dough bread mix. And then, I don't know if you know, but we have introduced a savory line of my butter. So in this Father's Day pack, you'll get the garlic parmesan butter.
Oh, man.
So all things that you could use for grilling on Father's Day weekend. And then we have an awesome partnership with South Alabama Custom Meat. I know y'all were talking about some of the meat shortages. Well, we have a good partnership with them. And you can add on a 4-pack of their cheddar bacon burgers to your Father's Day grilling pack. And we will bring it to your dad. All you got to do is either call us or order online, and we will bring that whole set of goodies straight to his door.
Oh, that is fantastic, Meredith. And South Alabama Meats, that's what I'm trying to tell people. The big producers don't have people right now, but the local producers do. And South Alabama Meats is a good example, Farm Fresh Meats, and Hall's. In addition to sausage, they also do wholesale meat. So thank you for including one of our local distributors like that and helping solve this problem for people. Good job, Meredith.
Thanks. Well, these are also some burgers that they don't regularly have. So he's making them especially for us and for this Father's Day pack. So that's even more fun.
Yeah. Now, do you have any ideas going into the future of what you might be doing? Or do you have a special project you're working on right now that you can tell us about?
For the future, well, you know, we started the Bread and Butter of the Month Club.
Oh, wow.
So you'll get some type of freshly baked bread and then one savory and one sweet butter that we have to pick up once a month. Mm. And then we are going to start incorporating more fresh bread. So I love bread and I love butter, so I could just do that all day every day. So we're going to start doing more of that.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And I know I haven't met him, and maybe you have, the bread man that has just started making sourdough here.
Yeah, we carry his bread too.
Yeah, I know that Brandon Van Hook at the Hickory Pit in Sims has switched all of his bread that he uses at his restaurant over to his bread. So
because it's so good. So that's Chef Rob. He's a local caterer, and because of the coronavirus, all the events were canceled and people weren't using catering services. So he decided to make bread, and it's just blown up.
Yeah. And if you're getting that and your butter, and my gosh, there's no reason to go to a big national chain store.
Yeah, come on.
All right, Meredith, once again, let us know where people can find you and your products, okay?
Yeah, so the easiest way to order anything is reineshoneybutter.com, or you could come into our store, which we call The Cottage, on the corner of Cottage Hill and McFarland. So 9211 A Cottage Hill Road. And we would love to see everyone.
We'd love to see you too. And hey, do you ever slip down to Jade Flames and get you a banh mi?
Oh, my favorite sandwich there, yes.
The ribeye? Is it the ribeye banh mi?
So I like the pork banh mi.
Oh, I hadn't tried that yet. That ribeye is so good, but I need to.
All right, all the time.
All right, Meredith. Once again, thank you for joining us, and good luck with your honey butter.
Thank you for having me on. Y'all have a great rest of your Sunday.
And thank you, Meredith.
Bye.
Bye. That was Meredith Simran from Reenie's Honey Butter, and she is just an absolute treasure to our community. We love having her here. We found her products the first time outside of the Taste of Mobile at the Cheese Cottage, which is Heather's favorite restaurant in town. And we'd love Christy Barber and all of her people at the Cheese Cottage, too. This is what attracted me to the food service industry, was these kind of friendships and collaborations. And this is what drives us. And this is what makes us passionate about what we do. And this is a difficult, difficult time in our industry, and the difficulties are just getting started. It's cool we can have people come back in right now, but the reality is, with the food shortage coming up, prices are going to get so high that a lot of restaurants simply will not survive. You know, I was looking the other day, Subway is closing 1,000 locations, I think. McDonald's is shutting locations down across the country. Some of it is food shortage, some of it is can't get people to work. You know, combinations of those. And, you know, it's a tough time in this industry. And that's one of the reasons, you know, I've mentioned it. I have made the transition. I'm learning to be a butcher with Rouse's right now, because there's just simply not going to be a lot of restaurant jobs for a while. And then if this has the impact that we think it's going to, of 75% of all restaurants in America being closed permanently when this is said and done, we're looking at a 10-year recovery period probably, until there's a frequency of restaurants out there that everyone can afford again. And so, you know, I love what I do cooking, but, you know, I also have to pay the bills. And honestly, this is an extension of what I do. It's just taking one of the skills that comes with being a chef and expanding on it so that it is its own career. And I am thrilled about it. I'm having a great time. So, like I say, if you're looking to make a career change right now, butchering is a good direction to go. And I do want to share the last of the text message we got about the deer, squirrel, duck, and dove season coming up. The caller makes a great point. The judge can't get that mad when your defense is, I can't afford a hamburger, so I had to produce one off my own property. I think that's a very good thing. And I have always had an issue with any law that says you can't kill an animal that's in your yard. It's my yard. I do what I want. But unless your yard is 1,000 acres and every deer in the county is in it, and then I can understand. All right. 343-0106 is Callahan's Irish Social text line. Get in on the conversation, and it looks like John from Fish River will be here in the next segment.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Or at least just Stu. We were talking about prepping for the looming food shortage, and I had one more thing I wanted to share with you, and there is a link on our Facebook page for you to get more information. The Alabama Cooperative Extension, their food safety and quality team, is pleased to offer a food preservation series via Zoom. This is how you can learn to basically jar your own stuff, preserve it. And the dates are June 23rd, June 30th, and July 7th. And you can go to their website at aces.edu/go/food safety. I'll say it one more time, but I know no one is writing it down, but I'll do it anyway. ACES or aces.edu/go/food safety. And you can find out more about this, see what you have to do to participate. And like I say, we've got a link to it on our Facebook page right now if you want to go look it up. And this is one of the things that was shared by Deborah Hodges from Hall Sausage. And I, knowing Deborah like I do, she's probably going to be involved with this because she loves this kind of stuff. So if you want to learn how to preserve food, this is a great series coming up. So take advantage of it, especially those of you who are sitting at home with nothing to do, looking for something to do. I don't understand why you wouldn't be educating yourself. You know, just sitting there watching soap opera is not the best idea. But we have a distinguished guest. John is on the line. John, how are you this morning?
Heavily medicated. How about you?
Not yet. How are things on Fish River?
You know, I was talking to Ian, and I didn't hear why you got into the butchering business.
Okay. It's first off, my mother suggested in high school in 1985, you love food, you ought to become a butcher. You know, that's always a good job. They make good money. They don't work nights. I should have listened. But I am the looming food shortage, John, is likely going to shut down a lot of restaurants permanently.
Yeah.
So we are about to have a whole lot more chefs than we do restaurants.
Mm-hmm. You got that now.
Yeah. And it's going to take probably a decade to recover from that.
That's a long time.
I'm 52 years old, man.
Yeah.
You know, that puts me at retirement age before I can get a job again.
Yeah.
So I am making the transition into butchering, and I'm still going to be doing, you know, cooking for charity. I'll probably get back into the competition circuit. Mike and I still do our sip and chew experiences where we'll come over and provide you and your guests with a wine and food pairing dinner with Mike emceeing the party for you and me in the kitchen slinging hash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, other things that I'll do on the side with that. I could see me professionally cooking again, but it's most likely going to be as the owner of a restaurant. It's time that I cook for myself and keep the profits. The sad part of this, John, is that 30 years in the industry and I have zero retirement from it.
That's not always a good thing.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm going to get as a butcher, too, other than nights at home with my girlfriend, is insurance. It's hard to find in the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
401k is almost impossible to find in the insurance industry unless you're with one of the big soulless chains. And, you know, vacation, also unheard of in this industry. So
you've got some big shoes to follow. A real good butcher over here. There have been some good ones that have been long gone. No, Mr. Joe Fram, just one of them, one of the many. He was very good. Also, Ed Sims is on the scene, been out there for roughly 14 years. He's a butcher at Greer's in Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a very good job, very knowledgeable. And it just floors me sometimes to hear these guys talk about different cuts of meat and what you can get here if you cut it this way.
Right, right. And I'm learning all
the different cut that you get. And one thing I'm looking forward to is seeing farm fresh meats open back up. You know, they got hit with somebody contracted the virus.
Yeah, a third
and,
party contraction.
They had to shut down and do a complete sterilization of the facility.
Yeah.
And I've got to order up some of that Czech sausage that they made. They found the recipe. So I'm looking forward to getting that. I need about 25, 30 pounds. Yeah. I've talked about it and talked to some people who are from Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Or their families, they have Polish roots. And they remember sausage like that when there was a kid and can't find it.
Right.
So I told them where they can get it, and I'm going to order up some and share it. I brought some to you at the studio one time, you, Mike, and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Those little sausage balls, and it's got a distinct flavor to it, very distinct flavor.
but delicious. I'll have you know, I made sausage for the first time on Friday.
You did?
Yep.
What kind did you make? Green onion sausage?
Yeah, made the green onion sausage and made the Italian sausage.
Yeah. Was it very hard to make?
No, not when you're at Rouse's and you have all of their recipes. They've got everything for it's such a refreshing thing because, you know, the guy training me says, well, we got to make the green onion sausage. Let's go to the produce department, grab some green onions.
Mm.
It's fresh green onions from the market that goes into it. And that's a nice little thing because usually it's going to be a dried green onion that goes into a big corporate one.
Right.
But so here on this local level, we make it right here in the house at every Rouse's. It's not like
well, now, are you going to be working the Daphne store?
I am training at the Daphne store. It'll probably be 10 to 12 weeks. That's how long it takes to learn this.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in West Mobile
at
Airport and Schillinger's, about 15 minutes from the house.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Lucky you. As a matter of fact, I have to go up there to Browse's and Daphne today to pick up some stuff that I can only get there.
Well, come see me. I'll be working.
Are you going to be working today?
Yeah, till 5.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll make it a point to see you. You'll see me.
Yeah.
You'll recognize me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just come up to the smokehouse section where all the prime steaks are and the custom-made burgers and stuff.
And that's over there where near the seafood.
Right, right next to the seafood.
Is.
Yeah. Oh, man, let me tell you, John, we got in a pallet of live crawfish yesterday. I don't know how much, 600,000 to 800,000 pounds maybe. Yesterday morning, we took them into the cooler and got them stacked up, got the ice on top of them. I go out and start doing the stuff they got me working on. I come back near the end of the day, and almost every bag of crawfish is gone.
Good.
Yeah.
It's not just for supper anymore either.
Mm-mm, it's for breakfast.
It's something you can eat all the time. And, you know, oddly enough, they keep talking about crawfish season. Mm-hmm. I've been in Louisiana and have gotten crawfish in August, just about every month of the year.
Right, but the peak times to harvest are from January through
about peak
time,
early January. Yes, when they're doing their migration, crossing the road.
Right. And that's the best time. They're most plentiful. They're healthiest and stuff like that. But, yeah, you can get them year-round. And, you know, here's another thing we were talking about on catching your own fish.
Yeah.
Ask Sean Sullivan. You can go up in this Mobile Tensaw Delta and catch your own crawfish.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you sure can.
All right, buddy. Well, help me wrap this show up. We've got 30 seconds left. We want people to buy what?
Buy local.
Yeah.
All you can.
There you
and
go.
Buy lots of provolone and babaganoush.
All right, John. Thanks a lot, buddy. We look forward to hearing from you again, sir.
I'll see you later on today.
All right, buddy. All right, folks, we're sitting here wrapping it up, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Hopefully, Mike will be back in studio. Provolone.
Serve some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Oh! Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Halong's Ladyland.